Okay, so we'll just finish off with Genesis 6:5 again, saying again that Jehovah, God the Father, he saw that the evil of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart only evil continually.
好，所以创世纪六章五节就在讲的是我们耶和华天父看到人在地球上人类的邪恶非常的大，而且呢他们的心中的所思所想都是一直不断的邪恶。
Now we'll just look at this here, Hebrews 5:14, because this will bring us back a little bit to tie in the subject of evil as well.
我们再跳到这个希伯来书的五章十四节，这边也在提的是人类的邪恶。
It says here, this is the writer of Hebrews, so solid food, and this means advanced doctrine, belongs to those who are full of age.
这边在讲的呢是说呢很扎实的食物是要给那些已经很成熟好年龄成熟的人。
Okay, actually the Greek word here got stereo is the basic root word, means strong, and then trophe really means meat. So what they have here in the King James Version is better, is like strong meat. That's a direct translation.
好，其实呢，如果从这个希伯来文里面，在希腊文里面哈，它原来的这个字所写的呢，其实跟这个英文的翻译有一点不同了，也跟中文的翻译不同了。他们原本的说法哈，讲的这个所谓的干粮啊，其实它用的是很厚实的，就是强而有力的肉，是讲的是肉。
Yeah, remember that the writer of Hebrews and Paul mentioned sometimes, I think even Peter, that milk is for the babies, which means a new Christian. So that's basic doctrines are for the new Christians.
所以其实在希伯来书里面保罗他就其实在之前就讲了哈，就是如果是讲到牛奶，把上帝的话语当作牛奶的时候，是代表说这些精液是可以给刚刚出信的基督徒。
And then as they grow spiritually in terms of the believer, then you can start giving them more and more advanced doctrines.
那对于已经逐渐成熟，他的灵命逐渐成熟的基督徒呢，你就可以给他比较硬一点，比较有深度一点的这个经句。
Okay, the problem is though, sometimes you have people that have been in a church maybe 30 or 40 years, and if the pastor is not giving more advanced messages, they've just been drinking milk, and you cannot grow strong just drinking milk, of course.
但是有一些教会呢，这些基督徒已经在那边三四十年了，但是牧师却没有喂养他们更为比较深一点的这个教义的时候呢，就会变成他们这些人，他们一直都只能喝牛奶，那个营养是不够的，所以他们的灵命无法成长。
And oppositely, if you get like a new believer come into an advanced Bible doctrine class without knowing the fundamentals, it can be like trying to feed steak to a newborn baby and they can choke.
反过来讲呢，如果有一个新兴的一个教友，他才刚受洗，然后呢，你到了一个非常高阶的讲这个圣经教义的一个课程，他就好像是一个完全没有受过基本的这个教义训练的，你却给了他一块牛排的给小婴儿吃一样，他一定是会呛到。
Yeah, but for those people, that's why we have books, for example. And if you do meet a new believer that could be interested in doctrine, you give them the books and you can point them to the websites where they can learn the basics, and that helps to prepare them for the Bible classes.
所以对于一些新的教友啊，他们想要学习圣经教义的话，我们是要其实要给他也许是我们的网站，或者给他一些书籍，让他可以从最基础的开始学起。
But actually what we need to look at in this verse is that the subject of the verse is the mature believer. See, this is brought out by the word telios, and telios means mature or complete.
好，那如果回到这个原来希腊文里面这上面写到的成熟的好这些基督徒的那个字，它就是讲的是成熟的人的那个概念。
And usually this word should be translated mature, the mature believer.
好，这个字呢，一般我们应该就是要把它翻译成成熟的信徒。
This word telios you see there, and actually I'll put it on the board because it's a word that should be part of your basic Greek vocabulary. We see it many times in scripture in many different ways. So, yeah, this is the basic form, telios. And we can say mature, it's an adjective.
好，我们来看一下这个字哈 ，teleos， 好，它其实就是等于成熟 ，mature， 就是英文的成熟。
Yeah, another forms you would have of is telos, and that's a similar adjective form.
那另外有一个写法在希腊文里面哈，上面那个写法呢，其实它就只差了一个 i 嘛哈，那它也是成熟的这个意思，也是形容词。
And this is the same word you see.When Jesus Christ called out to God the Father on the cross, he said, it is finished. This is the word.
上面这个字呢，也就是当耶稣基督在十字架上三个小时他快死的时候，他大声的叫出来啊，完成了，成了，也是这个字哦。
And it's actually in the third person perfect tense. The root word is telos. The word that Jesus said was tetelestai.But it really means it is finished.
所以他在那个耶稣在十字架上，他讲说完成了 ，it is finished.
Yeah, and there's even churches. I think they call them like the Tetelestai Church. They take that word that Jesus said, because it's full of significance.
也有这个教会呢，就用耶稣在十字架上喊了，这成了，好，这是成了，用这个字当作他的教会的名称。其实它的那个概念是很强的，就是成熟了。
And as far as believers go, you know, we have this goal as part of our advance to spiritual maturity, that one day we will be mature, that we'll be complete.
所以呢，其实这个成了，也就是所谓完成了的那个字啊，就是 complete， 那个英文是这样写的。所以这个字它其实对我们灵性的成长来讲，也就是我们想要追求的，达成到有一天我们的灵命可以完成，可以 complete， 可以完全的成熟。
And this verse helps to see one of the characteristics of a mature believer.
这一句经句其实让我们能够看到一个所谓的成熟的一个信徒他应该有的一个特质。
And that is that they can discern both good and evil.
所以这个经句里面很重要的就是要让我们理解何谓一个成熟灵命成熟的信徒呢，就是他要能够分辨什么是善什么是邪恶。
And again, remember, evil can be very subtle. A lot of people get involved in evil because it looks good.
所以我们要永远记得啊，这个邪恶其实是可以非常非常看起来很好的、很完整的，因为让大家其实会很容易就被骗说，哎，其实这个是善，但实际上它是恶。
One of the organizations in the world which was the target of our subject was the UN, which a lot of people think is a very good organization in the world.
而这个世界上属世系统里面最明显的一个例子就是的联合国，因为大家以为联合国的建立是对世界很好的，是善的，但实际上它却是恶的。
But the UN is very evil, and we've had a lot of examples of how it gets involved in these humanitarian programs or being good. But when you look very carefully at what they're doing, it's all evil.
好，就是我们之前也花很多时间讲，就是联合国他们其实在做很多好像属于这个人道主义啊的一些善事，但实际你如果很小心的去检视呢，他们其实在做的事情都是邪恶的。
One thing I just realized from a news article not so many days ago is that many, many resolutions, or many, you know, resolutions like a vote of the UN or statements that they make, many of them are against Israel. For example, they're all talking together and then they make a vote. What should we do about Israel? Or what should we do about Taiwan, for example? What should we do about...
They vote between the countries.
That's right.
就是你可以看到在联合国他们其实常常会发起一些要各国参与的国哈，就是这个会员国好来做一个投票，你可以发现他们常常要投票的这些议题啊，很多都是反对以色列的。
If I find the article again, I'll try to bring it along maybe on Tuesday's class. But it's very interesting that it's another piece of evidence that shows us how evil the UN is, especially in regards to Israel.
You mean the recent resolution?
Yeah, over the last couple of years.
在过去这两三年里面哦，他说他下次上课会带来这个范例，就是他们都很小心设计，就是那个联合国设计了一些让大家投票的事情，其实都是在 暗地里是要在反犹太的。
Okay, but that's just one example of evil where the mature believer or somebody that studied the word of God, say they've had this strong meat and they've been learning more advanced doctrines, they have discernment to work out what's right and what's wrong.
所以这一句希伯来书的经句其实在跟我们讲说，对一个非常成熟的基督徒，他是必须要靠比较强的圣经教义的喂养，让他们能够真正分辨善与恶的真实性。
And even within the church, we looked at how people can get easily involved in evil in terms of evangelizing or social issues.
而我们的任何一个教会其实也都需要喂养这些基督徒，让他们可以在这些社会的一些议题下，或者是一些传教的一些议题下呢，要能够分辨对与错。
And getting distracted by the issues of the day. For example, we looked at the gay marriage problem as well. How people can get distracted by that. But we don't want to get distracted by these things. We need to realize that God has a plan and God is in control.
而且我们也要很小心的看到，就是说我们不要被一些社会议题给弄分心了，就分辨不清楚了，好，就包括像这个同性恋的婚姻的问题，好，我们也不要因为它变成了一个社会事件，而把我们对于圣经真正上帝要教导我们的概念，也就是说神可以控制一切的这个基本概念给忘记了。
Yeah, it's very easy to get involved in trying to make the world or make society a better place, but it was like the analogy we had, the whitewashing.I think you might have seen the picture, the boy is painting the wall. And all you're doing is making the world look a bit better, but underneath it's very evil.
就说有的时候，有一些时候我们呢，做了一些事情，我们不小心其实是在为邪恶去伪善，就是让好像在一个快要坏掉的墙上涂油漆，然后让大家看不到了，它其实底下是邪恶的。
In the time of Noah,If you go back to Genesis 6:5, see, we see that people were thinking evil in their hearts the whole time.
所以回到这个创世纪六章五节，那个时候在这个诺亚时代呢，耶和华看到地上的罪是很大的，所以而且看到人们终日所思所想都是恶的。
And some of those things didn't look so bad.
其实如果在当时你这样看他社会上的运作，看起来好像还蛮平静平和的，你看不到那个是坏事啊。
Remember, if you go back to Matthew 7, I think it was, or was it Luke 7, where Jesus Christ was saying, in the times of Noah, people were just drinking and eating and getting married.
就像马太福音讲到，那时候就是耶稣在跟大家讲说，在那个诺亚时代，所有人就是喝酒啊，吃吃饭啊，好像看起来很平安啊。
Right up until the time that Noah and his family entered into the ark.
然后一直到这诺亚跟他家人，这个全部都上了船，上了他的这个方舟。
Well, see, the evil there was the fact that the man, for many generations, had been allowing their daughters to get married, and the daughters had been agreeing, of course, to get married to these angels.
而当时的所谓的恶呢，反而是因为那些好几代的人的女儿都跟堕落天使结婚生孩子了。
And they were having Nephilim.
然后他们生出了 Nephilim.
And it was such a common occurrence that it was becoming quite normal. And anybody that would try to stand up and say that's wrong, they were looked at as being very narrow-minded, of course.
而在那个时候呢，任何人呢，就都已经觉得这个堕落天使跟这些女儿们结婚是一件好事。如果任何人站起来说这是错的，都会被认为是这个人是思维非常狭隘的人。
And no amount of protesting or trying to, they didn't have governments in those days, but there was really no way to stop that. You can't stop history, or you can't really change history apart from what you can do in terms of God's plan.
但是呢，在那个时候，就算你去抗议、去示威，好，有什么用呢？其实也没办法改变那个整个世界的状态，因为真正能够改变这个一切邪恶的只有上帝。
Actually, it was interesting when you look at the protests where people were out campaigning. Before they had the referendum here in Taiwan about the gay marriage, the church was very active, wasn't it? And getting out on the streets and telling people that gay marriage was not part of God's plan.
就像在那个时候，我们不是要公投， 有关台湾要公投是否可以让同性恋结婚这件事，在那在投公投之前，各个台湾的教会几乎都出来哈，要在引起社会大众对这件事情的关注，所以有非常多的一些示威游行啊什么的，都是教会举办的。
And they got a lot of exposure and on the news, I guess, and people were talking with their neighbors about it, and it was a big event.
然后呢，在当时呢，的确有非常多的新闻，甚至就是我们教友们都互相传递，要跟邻居们哈去谈这件事情，所以整个活动是非常的欣欣向荣的。
And I think that went on for many months, maybe even a year or so, right?
大概有半年的时间大家都在为这一件事情好做宣传。
And then they had the referendum. Then they had the vote.
然后之后就有了这个公投。
And according to the vote, the Christians and the conservatives, they won. That they were able to say, we don't want gay marriage.
而经由这个公投呢，整个状态就反对同性恋婚姻的这个票数是大大的胜过同意的票数。
And when the results of the referendum came out, they were celebrating, yes, we won.
所以最后这个公投的结果出来了，所有的基督徒教会们都非常高兴的说，啊，我们赢了。
But then, for some reason, the resolution actually got turned around in Parliament. So eventually, the president and her people, I guess, they signed off and said, no, we're going to allow gay marriage. We're not listening to the people.
而有趣的事情呢，是这个台湾的政府呢，却以一些这个所谓的宪法的一些规定等等的，居然不在乎公投的状态，依然的是让这个立法通过，就是让同性恋可以在台湾算是合法结婚。
So the gay people became very gay, very happy, because they could get married, and the Christians became very upset.
所以呢，那些同性恋的人就可以结婚了，他们就非常的开心，然后基督徒们就非常非常难过。
Yeah, it was like, well, what happened to democracy?
所以大家就说，到底民主政治是什么意思？
Okay, well, yeah, God appoints the leaders of a nation.
但是别忘了，上帝是拣选这个国家的领袖人物的主体。
And God controls the situation.
是上帝在控制这整个状态。
Now, we cannot control the devil's world.
我们是没有办法去控制这个属于撒旦恶魔的世界。
What we can do is control our own thoughts and our own attitudes to the environment and our response to what's happening around us.
我们唯一可以控制的是我们对于这个环境我们要有的反应。
And that's the secret of the spiritual life, actually. Your spiritual life is based on your decisions that you make in your soul according to your responses of what's happening around you.
而这就是属灵生命的一个秘诀，就是说你是能够控制你的想法，在所有的环境之下，你是那个真正控制你个人想法的那个人。
And at the time of Noah, you have like Noah, for example, when he was on the right side of history, and he was saying, you have to change your thinking, repent, change your mind about these things.
而在诺亚那个时候呢，他诺亚就是站在历史正确的那一边，他就是在告诉大家说，你必须要改变你的思维。
God is going to flood the earth.
而上帝将会用洪水冲刷世界。
And this ark that I'm building, this is a symbol of salvation.
而这一个方舟是代表了救赎。
Now, in his teaching, I don't know if he was saying that you cannot survive the flood, but at least you could have eternal life. See, no, there might have been believers that died in the flood, but nobody survived the flood except those eight people.
But you mean those people died might be...
There might still be believers. This is like, even on the coronavirus and other disasters in history, believers will still die.
Right. 那在当时呢，被洪水这个等于是淹没的人里面，也有可能还有一些信徒。就像在这一次的这个新冠病毒的过程中，有一些去世的人，他也可能是基督徒，是一个信徒。但是他们去世只是代表说他们没有办法在这个世界活到下一个阶段，但是他们也一样，他们就去了天堂，不会到这个 火湖里被烧死。
It's possible even maybe some of the Nephilim might have believed in Jesus Christ. Now the Bible doesn't say that, but they had that potential. They could have believed.
而且呢，在虽然圣经里面没有提到，但是也有可能是有一些 Nephilim 他们是已经相信神，也相信他们就已经悔改的。Yeah. 他们也一样被淹死了。
We know that they had the same souls as does an angel, as does a, angels and humans have the same souls. There's actually a verse coming out which tells us they had human souls. Well, they had souls. So they had a volition. They could understand and they could make a decision.
因为我们也理解天使跟人都是有魂的。好，那他们也一样可以，都是有所谓的自由意志，他们可以下决定要不要相信神。
And we know that God is fair, so he gives all of his creatures a chance to make a decision for or against God.
神又是一个公正公平的神，他给每一个个体，不管是这个 Nephilim 好，或者是堕落天使，或者是人，都有决定可以他要怎么样下决定的自由意志。
Just as God loves all the angels, even the fallen angels, and he loves all men, even the unbelievers, so too would he love the Nephilim and want them to be saved.
所以呢，神呢，其实他爱所有的天使，即使他是堕落天使，神也爱所有的人，即使他是信徒或不信的人。那他也，神也爱那些 Nephilim。好，那这些人他们都是有机会，神给他们全部都有机会被救。
And he was giving them 120 years of warning before the flood came.
甚至呢，神给了这些人120年好的时间，让他们有机会好在洪水来之前呢，改变他们的思想。
Again, you know, we don't know if maybe there were some believers.That died in the flood. Just because you're a believer doesn't mean you're going to survive a crisis.
所以我们不知道在当时在这个洪水之下呢，是不是有信徒也一样死了？也就是在告诉我们，即使你是一个相信神的人，信仰神的人，不代表你就不会在这种恶劣的危机中。你不会死掉，还是一样可能先死。
See, a lot of believers are tied up in evil as well. They're involved in evil, so God has to destroy them as well.
因为很多信神的人，就是有信仰神的人呢，他们一样还是可能是跟邪恶有关，他还是有邪恶的思维，因为他受到属世系统的影响。
See, when there's a national crisis on, and it could be a war, it could be a national disaster, it could be a pandemic like a disease, the angelic infiltration, believers are supposed to be part of the solution. Whatever the crisis is, and you know, we see crisis all through the Bible and all the way through history, believers in Jesus Christ, they're supposed to be part of the solution that people can go to and say, how do we solve this problem?
其实我们回头来看历史，就是在人类的任何属于国家级的危机，不管是战争或者像这个大型的这种病毒的这种传染，这么大的危机之中，常常我们这些信仰神的人是那些能够提供这个在危机中所谓解决问题方法的人。
Now the Bible says, or Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth, means that we can preserve society.
然后就像耶稣说，我们呢是盐，我们是世界的盐，也就是说我们是可以帮助这个世界去保存的那个盐。
Yeah, see, salt in the old days, that was used for preserving meat and fish and stuff like that to stop it going rotten.
因为我们都知道盐是可以保存肉，保存很多的食物，让它不坏掉。所以其实盐是保护这个世界的。
And that's the role of Christians through things like, for example, having stable marriages and through teaching the children and through evangelizing and growing to maturity.
所以我们基督徒呢是在整个社会安定的力量，好，包括怎么样让家庭，让父母跟子女好的这个状态，还有整个社会的一个稳定的一个基础，其实基督徒在提供了社会这样的一个安定的力量。
But when Christians get tied up with evil and they get propagandized, so they get deceived by the cosmic system, deceived by Satan's propaganda, then it's very easy for them to become part of the problem.
但是 即使我们是可以扮演这样的角色，但是基督徒还是可能会被属世系统所欺骗，被撒旦的计划所欺骗。那当我们被欺骗的时候呢，我们就又变成了这个世界的问题的一部分，而不是解决问题的提供者。
And we did see the example, like, from the study about being on the right or the wrong side of history. We see these Christians were protesting, but they weren't even given a clear gospel message, and they were getting involved in messages about trying to change society regarding gays, for example. Remember, you see that, we had the picture in the study about these people, they were telling people to repent of their homosexuality.
就是说当我们基督徒如果对于要如何去传导神的教义啊，我们有的时候我们自己没搞清楚，所以反而是给错了方法。就像之前的课程里面，那些基督徒在街上拿着抗议的标语，讲到说，哦，这个大家要脱离罪，不要再同性恋等等的这种概念呢，其实他有的时候因为讲不清楚，给了错误的这个福音的方向，所以他就没有提供这个社会可以得到救赎的机会。
In their evangelism, which really wasn't true evangelism, they were emphasizing personal sins and people's behavior, saying they needed to change their behavior.
传教士们他们就在跟大家强调的是说你要脱离你的罪，但却没有给一个所谓如何得到救赎的方法。
The first way that a church or Christians can change society is by presenting the gospel clearly.Having people believe in Jesus Christ and then going to Bible class.
因为我们基督徒真正要去传教，最重要的方式就是要给正确的福音。好，要让非信徒理解耶稣基督是谁，他是如何的救赎我们。好，要相信耶稣基督，这才是我们最重要的一个传的福音。
That's what sort of was happening in the time of Noah, is that people were getting involved in evil, but it was a very subtle kind of evil. And the main evil that was happening was that people were getting involved in marriage. The women were having marriages with the angels, and they were having these Nephilim, so there was no humans left on the earth.
就是在那个诺亚时期，当时的最大最大的罪恶，就是那些人类的女儿跟堕落天使生下不断的生下 Nephilim， 这个罪恶就是要把人类的这一条干净的这个传承给污染了，这是当时最大的邪恶。
Remember in our studies in Jude, that's chapter 1 verses 6 and 7, we have the comparison of the time of the flood, which we're talking about now, in Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember the writer of Jude was bringing the two events together.About the flood, fallen angels in the flood, and what they were doing, and then the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, the homosexuals, because both are damaging to the human race.
哦，犹大书里面有讲到，就是说在当时最大的两个罪，曾经有过的罪，一个就是这个 Nephilim， 就是人类的基因被破坏哈，然后另外一个就是。那些同性恋的相交，因为他们其实会让人类不会再有下一代。
Yeah. Actually, we see it three times clearly in the New Testament. Jesus Christ mentions it one time, and then Peter mentions it, and in the book of Jude as well. How you see these two events, the flood and Sodom and Gomorrah, and they're mentioned together.
Okay, 在新约里面有三次啊，在谈到这两件事情是一起谈的，一个就是诺亚的。Nephilim 的世界，另外一个就是同性恋的那个城里面同性恋的状态，三次，一次是耶稣讲的，一次是彼得讲的，还有一次是犹大书里面讲的。
And it's no coincidence because these two events have a very close relationship.
因为这两个事件是有非常非常相近的关联。
Yeah, they're talking about the end of humanity, really. Imagine if everybody became homosexuals, where would the humans go? How would humans come about?
因为在整个人类的历史上面，这两件事，一个是同性恋的结合，一个是这个人类跟堕落天使的结合，他们都会让我们人类的基因会断绝，所以这两件事情都是要让人类灭亡的一个状态。
Society would just collapse.
整个世界社会就会完全的破灭。
Okay, so where are we at here? Okay, well, anyway, that brings us up to, I think that's enough about that, so we can move on to the next verse.
我们再来看创世纪六章六节。
Okay, 好, I just got a couple of minutes to introduce us before break.
好, 我们再讲一下下就要再休息了。
Okay, so Genesis 6:6, it says, And Jehovah, remembering this is God the Father, he repented or regretted. I've got these two English words here.
哦、oh, 在这边呢讲到的约和华又是在谈的就是我们的天父。他用了两个英文字，一个是 repent,、yeah. 一个是 regret.
Okay, and the Hebrew word there is naham.
但是希伯来文呢是叫 naha.
Okay, now I'll just go through this and we'll finish off to the end and then we'll have to come back and look at all these words.
好我们先把这一句先讲完再回来慢慢谈这个字。
You could look at it either repent or regret that he, God, had made man on the earth.
这边就在讲说约和华呢他其实非常后悔哈他制造地球上的人。
And he was angry or grieved, and again it depends on the translation, but the Hebrew word is atzav.
哦、然后呢天父呢他是非常的生气、哦、或者是说难过
To his heart
在他的心中
Okay, now of all of these words in the red that we have here The only word that is really clear In terms of what we know is a good translation Is the last word, heart Which is lev You cannot translate this as any other word It can only be heart
这几个红色的字呢都只有最后这一个Heart 就是心是翻译的正确的是完全符合希伯来文的写法
Okay, and in this case heart again if it's referring to man which it usually does it's referring to his soul actually
其实这个心呢它在人来讲呢它其实讲的就是他的魂
Okay, but the other words yeah, they're all in red here for two reasons one is that it's very difficultEven the best scholars, you know, and I've tried to follow a few scholars, including the Colonel, there's no agreement on what these words really mean.
哦，这个前面的这几个红字呢，就对很多即使是那种学术非常高的受尊敬的人，他们彼此之间也都很难得到一个互相同意的一个翻译。
Usually depend on the context as how you would actually translate a word.
其实这个字要这些字要怎么翻呢？应该看它前后文的整个内容。
But in this context, for example, when you look at the Hebrew word naham in the context of 6:6, it could actually mean both of these. So the meaning, I think we have to look at it as a very broad meaning.
那这个 naha 这个希伯来文呢，在创世纪六章六节里面来讲是前面这两个英文字哈，都其实是。涵盖了这两个字的意思。
Okay, anyway, I'll explain more about this after the break, so we'll have another 10 minutes.
好，我们再休息十分钟后回来详细的谈。